Buglers, we are live from Leicester Square Theatre on the 16th of September with Chris Addison and Alice Fraser. It might be our only London date of the year, so get your tickets now. Oh, get them at thebuglepodcast.com. That bit's important.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As if the world wasn't shit enough, on Friday of last week, the news broke that Shane Warne, the great Australian cricketer, one of the finest cricketers of all time, had died suddenly of what is thought to be a heart attack. I'm not blaming Vladimir Putin for this, but you know, the timeline doesn't look good for the Russian oligarch. For all cricket fans, of which I don't think I'm breaking my own confidence in saying I am one, Warne is one of the iconic figures of the game, one of the greatest players of the game. He sprung to prominence in England with his first ball ever in an Ashes test in Manchester in 1993. And he's a leg spinner. Now, to explain to non-cricket fans on the Bugle, the fast bowlers bowl the ball at, you know, over 80 miles an hour up to about 95 miles an hour. Warne, as a spinner, does not have the advantage of speed, bowls, you know, sort of 45 to 55 miles an hour, and uses craft and deception and the rotations of the ball to make it drift and spin. And it was an art form in cricket that it had struggled over previous decades. Not quite true to say it was fully extinct, but he was something of a throwback. And he bowled this ball, the first ball he'd ever bowled against England, and it bowled out Mike Gatting, who was a very experienced England player, and it drifted through the air, it dipped, it bounced, and it span away viciously and hit the top corner of his stumps. And Gatting looked like a child who just discovered that Santa Claus is a Russian secret agent. That look of befuddlement and disappointment as he walked off. It's possibly the single greatest ball bowled out of more than 5 million in Test cricket, certainly in terms of its impact on the game. And Warne then had a prodigious career over about 15 years and then became a commentator. I actually worked with him on Indian television for 3 days of a Test match some years ago, and met him a couple of times on BBC duty. And it was just amidst all the awful news that's been going, it was just a horrific thing to hear. Nish, I know you as also a cricket fan, but maybe not quite at the level that I am.
I don't believe anyone is at the level of you, of you, Andy. I think it's you and the inventor of cricket.
If someone had asked me, if someone said to me, woke me up from a dead sleep and said, "Josh, name the biggest cricket fan, I have a gun to your head, and if you can't do it, I'm going to shoot," I would say, "Andy Zaltzman, now let me go back to sleep."
So tributes were paid, and a few tributes from his former teammates, opponents, a flawed man, as most are, but an incredible character in cricket. At the statue of him outside the Melbourne Cricket Ground, people left flowers, as you might expect, cricket balls, as you might expect, but also cans of beer and packets of cigarettes in tribute to the kind of life that Warne. What did he mean to you, Nish, as a cricket fan?
I'm a cricket fan, and I'm 36 years old, and what that means is Shane Warne is a figure who has dominated my entire life. He made the game. He made a decidedly, and Andy won't thank me for saying this, unsexy game feel incredibly cool. he was the rock star of cricket, and I saw him play a couple of times, and I remember being sat on the pretty close to the boundary row, like pretty much the front row that you could sit at in Lords, and he was. You could hear the revolutions of the ball. The ball was spinning so quickly that it was audible on the boundary rope, and witnessing him bowl live is one of the great thrills of my entire life. And again, briefly meeting him at a cricket event before I was let's not beat around the bush, justifiably blacklisted from those due to an incident involving a flying bread roll. Was really one of the greatest thrills of my life. And he was sort of he was a kind of bowling mystic. He had a number of different variations that he mastered. And then later in his career, as he had to have repeated shoulder surgeries because of the strain of his somewhat peculiar action, he evolved his game and became a sort of wizened elder statesman. For non-cricket fan buglers, of which I imagine there is a rapidly declining group,
a quick as Google, cricket gains global popularity at an unprecedented rate,
or as this podcast hemorrhages listeners who can't stand to hear about a game that is the result of baseball having unprotected sex with a library, it's worth having a quick squiz, because he did things with a cricket ball that still to this day seem geometrically impossible, and it's blown a huge hole in the life of the game.
Yeah, I mean, that one ball to Gatting in 1993. I mean, it took England basically a decade and a half to recover from that single ball. Essentially, the kind of impact it had on the psyche of English cricket, and I was asked at one of the Satirist Fahar shows I did in Australia, did I prefer Warne as a cricketer or as a pundit, as a TV pundit? And I mean, the thing is, whatever you think of Shane Warne as a commentator, as whatever he did, he became a quite successful poker player, I think, after his cricket career. There was nothing that he could do that would be as good as what he did on a cricket field. He could have found an elixir for eternal COVID immunity that just involved eating a mango and clucking like a chicken, and it would not have been as good as what he did as a bowler. He could have developed a hybrid chicken-pig crossbreed that every morning laid 20 ready-made bacon and egg omelettes to solve world hunger. It wouldn't have been as good as that ball he got Andrew Strauss out with in 2005. He could have gone to Antarctica, pulled out, he could have gone to Antarctica and urinated a full-size replica of the Ashes urn that froze in mid-air. It wouldn't have been anywhere near as good as what he did on the field. He could have swallowed Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison whole, put on a big red curly wig, drunk a bottle of tequila, and belched the Australian Prime Minister back out in the form of a Mexican clown. Still wouldn't have been the most amazing thing he did. It was extremely... And I also found out, the way I found out was I was driving on the way to my tour gig in Barnard Castle, and I had my phone up with the map app, and a WhatsApp message came through from Chris that just said Shane Warne with a kind of like a surprised face emoji. And I thought, well, what on earth, I mean, has he come out in favour of Vladimir Putin? Has he announced that he's coming back to play for Australia, as he found an elixir of life and is now 20 years old again and is going to dominate the Ashes for the next 15 years. And I put the radio on and heard the set. It was a very strange way to hear that news, Chris. Very strange.
Yeah, sorry about that. I mean, I could have posted something far more explicit based on the text messages I've received since, but we'll keep that away.
The ball he bowled Andrew Strauss with in 2005 is worth watching because Andrew Strauss... It feels like he's still trying to work out 17 years later what happened to his leg stump.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.